Code of Conduct, Plain Text, version 2.1. This audio version has been created to support accessibility to England Boxing's documents. Please note that the definitions, diagrams and appendices have been removed from this version. 1. What are the ethics and behavior of the Code of Conduct? 1.1. The England Boxing Code of Conduct exists to protect everyone within the sport of boxing and outlines the behavior expected from all people within the boxing community in England. 1.2. As the national governing body, England Boxing is responsible for setting the standards and values that apply at every level. This code encapsulates all of the sporting, moral and ethical principles that boxing represents. 1.3. We all want boxing to be a sport for everyone. One that everyone can enjoy, whether as a boxer, a coach, official, volunteer, or spectator. However you are involved in our sport, you have the right to enjoy it and to be protected from the poor conduct of others. 2. Does the code apply to me? 2.1. Yes. If you're involved at any level of the sport, from community club to Olympic level, this code applies to you. 2.2. Whilst England Boxing are responsible for setting the standards within the sport, it is the responsibility of everyone within the sport to promote it whilst ensuring there is equal access and opportunity for all, and that fairness and respect are upheld on every occasion. 2.3. The code allows England Boxing to uphold the values that we all believe in as a sport and provides a tool with which we can deal with any breaches of this code. 3. How to use this code of conduct. 3.1. There is a generic element within the code of conduct which relates to everyone within the sport. If you have a voluntary or paid role, or you participate in a role which does not refer to you specifically, then the generic code of conduct applies to you. 3.2. There are some specific roles within the sport for which we have provided additional guidance. You should find the specific codes of conduct that relate to your roles, S. These codes are laid out in S5 to S9 below. 3.3. Generic code of conduct. The content of this code of conduct applies to all involved within the sport of boxing in England. In order to protect the reputation of boxing in England, the code of conduct also applies to those associated with England Boxing who are involved with the sport outside England. 3.4. The policies, rules, codes and charters referenced throughout this code can all be found via the links on the England Boxing website. 4. Expected minimum standard of conduct. 4.1. All individuals involved in boxing in England will, at all times, A. respect the spirit of fair play in boxing. This is more than competing within the rules. It also incorporates the concept of friendship, respect for others and always participating with the right spirit, B. respect for the rights, dignity and worth of others, C. accept that certain information is confidential and maintain the trust implied in its ownership, D. promote the reputation of the sport and take all possible steps to prevent it from being brought into disrepute, E. protect themselves and others involved in the sport from verbal or physical abuse and threatening or intimidating behavior, F. never use inappropriate language or gestures, G. abide by the safeguarding policies and code, H. abide by the equality and inclusion policy, I. abide by the anti-doping rules, J. abide by the membership charter, K. abide by the individual membership policy, and L. take personal responsibility to ensure that they are suitably insured for their activities. 5. Code of conduct for children, young people and adults at risk. 5.1. The promotion of fun, positive attitudes, and good sportsmanship should be the main dynamic of boxing. The code of conduct therefore applies to all children, young people and adults at risk to encourage the safety and enjoyment of all participants involved in the sport. These are the minimum expected standards of conduct. 5.2. All children, young people and adults at risk involved in boxing in England will, at all times, A. have respect for the sport. 1. Be on time for training and competitions. 2. Give maximum effort and strive for your best possible performance. 3. Always thank your opponent, coaches, officials after every bout or training session. And 4. Accept success and failure, victory and defeat with dignity and set a positive example to others. B. Self-respect. 1. Do not smoke, vape, drink alcohol or take drugs of any kind unless they are prescribed for you. 2. Never use inappropriate language or gestures. 3. Wear suitable clothing for the activity you are taking part in. 4. Respect the facilities and equipment that you use. And 5. Tell someone you trust if the behavior of others makes you feel uncomfortable in any way. C. Have respect for others. 1. Respect the decisions of referees, judges and all other officials. 2. Protect others involved in boxing from verbal or physical abuse and other forms of threatening or intimidating behavior such as bullying. And 3. Be self-aware and not allow ego to influence one's actions. D. Accept that certain information is confidential and maintain the trust implied in its ownership, I not to divulge information to third parties. E. Abide by the 1. Safeguarding policies and code. 2. Equality and inclusion policy. 3. Anti-doping rules. 4. Membership charter. And V. Individual membership policy. F. Take personal responsibility to ensure that they are suitably insured for their activities. 6. Code of conduct for clubs, associations, and the education sector. 6.1. All clubs, associations, and staff in the education sector have an essential role in upholding and implementing the England Boxing Code of Conduct. 6.2. These individuals and organizations should aim to be a. advocates of equality, fair play, and safety in the practice and administration of boxing, having good governance structures in place, b. supporters of England Boxing's Code of Conduct and communicators of the code to their members, c. influential in driving boxing forward as a sport, and d. opening the recruitment of individuals to work within their organizations, either paid or unpaid. 6.3. The content of this code is an extension of the generic code of conduct and it applies to all clubs, associations, and establishments in the education sector that are involved with the sport of boxing in England. These are the minimum expected standards of conduct. 6.4. All clubs, associations, and the education sector involved in boxing in England will, at all times, a. respect the spirit of fair play in boxing. This is more than competing within the rules. It also incorporates the concept of friendship, respect for others, and always participating with the right spirit. Page 4. 1. Participate within the rules of the sport of boxing, and 2. Be honest, consistent, objective, impartial, and courteous when applying the rules of the sport of boxing. B. Respect for the rights, dignity, and worth of others. 1. Show patience and understanding to boxers who may be new to the sport. 2. Never publicly express any criticism of officials, coaches, other volunteers or boxers. 3. Show an appreciation for volunteers. Their efforts contribute hugely to people being able to participate. 4. Relationships. Ensure a sensible balance between performance and emotional, physical, social, and developmental needs of athletes. V. Relationships. Respect confidentiality of participants and any related data at all times. And 6. Personal standards. Have the participant's best interest at heart at all times. Recognize when it is in the participant's interest to be passed to another organization. C. Conduct themselves in a manner that takes all reasonable measures to protect their own safety and the safety of others. I. Personal standards. Ensure that activities carried out for participants are suitable for the age, strength, maturity, and ability of each individual participant. 2. Safety. Ensure the well-being and safety of each participant above all other considerations, including the development of performance. And 3. Safety. Have working knowledge of normal operating procedures, emergency operating procedures, and facility risk assessment for boxing. D. Promote the reputation of the sport and take all possible steps to prevent it from being brought into disrepute. I. Accept success and failure, victory and defeat, with dignity. 2. Ensure that all participants are aware of their responsibilities under the code of conduct. 3. Remember that young people participate in sport for their enjoyment, not yours. 4. Personal standards. Project an image of health, cleanliness, and functional efficiency. V. Relationships. Set and uphold the boundaries between a working relationship and friendship between themselves and participants. This is especially important when the participant is a young person. 6. Be self-aware and not allow ego to influence one's actions. And 7. Exercise due diligence to positively influence the behavior of their spectators and to address poor behavior. E. Protect themselves and others involved in the sport from verbal or physical abuse and threatening or intimidating behavior. F. Accept that certain information is confidential and maintain the trust implied in its ownership. I. Not to divulge information to third parties. G. Never use inappropriate language or gestures. 1. Never use foul, abusive, sexist, racist or any prejudicial language or tolerate it from others. And 2. Support all efforts to remove bad or abusive language and unsporting behavior. H. Take personal responsibility to ensure that they are suitably insured for their activities. 1. Abide by the 1. Safeguarding policies and code. 2. Equality and inclusion policy. 3. Anti-doping rules. And 4. Membership charter. And V. Club or associate membership policy. Or 6. Regional associations policy. 7. Code of conduct for coaches, team managers and volunteers. 7.1. The content of this code is an extension of the generic code of conduct and is applies to all coaches, team managers and volunteers that are involved with the sport of boxing in England. This includes mentors, coach educators and officials educators. These are the minimum expected standard of conduct. 7.2. All individuals involved in boxing in England will, at all times, et respect the spirit of fair play in boxing. This is more than competing within the rules. It also incorporates the concept of friendship, respect for others and always participating with the right spirit. B. Respect for the rights, dignity, and worth of others. 1. Respect officials, coaches, athletes and spectators. 2. Relationships, ensure a sensible balance between performance and the emotional, physical, social and developmental needs of participants. 3. Relationships, respect confidentiality of participants and relevant data at all times. And 4. Personal standards, have the participants' best interest at heart at all times and recognize when it is the participants' best interest to be passed on to other organizations. C. Protect themselves and others involved in the sport from verbal or physical abuse and threatening or intimidating behavior. I never use inappropriate language or gestures. D. Conduct themselves in a manner that takes all reasonable measures to protect their own safety and the safety of others. I never participate whilst under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. 2. Competency. Have an England boxing license, a certification, accreditation appropriate to the nature of the activity and the role being undertaken. 3. Competency. Have a valid first aid, emergency aid certificate. 4. Personal standards. Ensure that activities carried out by participants are suitable for their age, strength, maturity, and the ability of each individual. Participant. V. Safety. Ensure the well-being and safety of each participant above all other considerations, including the development of performance. 6. Safety. Have working knowledge of normal operating procedures, emergency operating procedures and facility risk assessment for boxing. And 7. Under 18-year-olds should only work with a suitably licensed and insured adult and refer to the children, young persons and adults at risk code of conduct. E. Promote the reputation of the sport and take all possible steps to prevent it from being brought into disrepute. I accept success and failure, victory and defeat, with dignity. 2. Ensure that all participants are aware of their responsibilities under the code of conduct. 3. Realize their responsibilities as role models and set positive examples for others, particularly young persons and spectators. 4. Personal standards. Project an image of health, cleanliness and appropriate appearance for any activity they are involved in. V. Personal standards. Never smoke or vape whilst participating in any boxing activity. 6. Relationships. Ensure that when in a position of authority, this privilege will not be used to exert influence over participants to gain personal benefit for themselves, their clubs or any other organization. 7. Relationships. Set and uphold the boundaries between a working relationship and friendship between themselves and participants when in a position of trust. This is essential when working with young persons. 8. Relationship. Never engage in any form of inappropriate personal or sexual relationship with a participant. And 9. Be self-aware and not allow ego to influence one's actions. F. Take personal responsibility to ensure that they are suitably insured for their activities. G. Accept that certain information is confidential and maintain the trust implied in its ownership, i.e. not to divulge information to third parties unless required to do by England Boxing or a statutory body. H. Abide by the 1. Individual membership policy. 2. Safeguarding policies and code. 3. Equality and inclusion policy. 4. Anti-doping rules. And V. Membership Charter. Page 7. 8. Code of Conduct for Officials including Supervisors, Referees and Judges. 8.1. The content of this code is an extension of the generic code of conduct and is applied to all officials that are involved with the sport of boxing in England. These are the minimum expected standards of conduct. 8.2. All individuals involved in boxing in England will, at all times, A. Respect the spirit of fair play in boxing. This is more than competing within the rules. It also incorporates the concept of friendship, respect for others and always participating with the right spirit. I encourage participants to compete within the rules and spirit of boxing. 2. Be honest, consistent, objective, impartial and courteous when applying the rules of boxing. 3. Never request inappropriate hospitality of any kind or accept any hospitality offer that could be considered to be excessive. And 4. In completing reports, set out the true fact and do not attempt to justify or embellish any decisions. B. Respect for the rights, dignity, and worth for others. 1. Respect officials, coaches, boxers and spectators. 2. Show patience to those who may be new to the sport. And 3. Never express an opinion in an unprofessional manner about other members of England boxing. C. Conduct themselves in a manner that takes reasonable measures to protect their own safety and the safety of others. I have regard to protecting boxers through the correct application of the rules of boxing. Never participate whilst under the influence of alcohol and or drugs. 3. Under 18-year-olds should only work with or under the guidance of a suitably licensed and insured adult. And 4. take personal responsibility to ensure that they are suitably insured for their activities. D. Promote the reputation of the sport and take all possible steps to prevent it from being brought into disrepute. 1. Ensure that all participants are aware of their responsibilities under the code of conduct, and 2. Be self-aware and do not allow ego to influence one's actions. E. Protect themselves and others involved in the sport from verbal or physical abuse and threatening or intimidating behavior. F. Never use inappropriate language or gestures. 1. Never use foul, abusive, racist, sexist or any prejudicial language or tolerate it from others. G. Accept that certain information is confidential and maintain the trust implied in its ownership, i.e. not to divulge information to third parties. H. Abide by the 1. Individual membership policy, 2. Safeguarding policies and code, 3. Equality and inclusion policy, 4. Anti-doping rules, and V. Membership charter. 9. Code of conduct for medical practitioners including doctors and allied health professionals. 9.1. The content of this code is an extension of the generic code of conduct and is applied to all doctors, medical practitioners and allied health professionals that are involved with the sport of boxing in England. 9.2. All doctors, medical practitioners and allied health professionals are expected to have all necessary professional qualifications relevant to their roles and to abide by their respective professional codes of conduct or practice in addition to this code. These are the minimum expected standards of conduct. 9.3. All individuals involved in boxing in England will, at all times, A. Respect for the rights, dignity, and worth of others. 1. Respect officials, coaches, boxers and spectators. 2. Leave the coaching staff to communicate with athletes in the ring unless treating an injury. 3. Never publicly express criticism of officials. 4. Relationships, ensure a sensible balance between performance and the emotional, physical, social and developmental needs of participants. And V. Relationships, respect confidentiality of participants and any related data at all times. B. Conduct themselves in a manner that takes all reasonable measures to protect their own safety and the safety of others. I. Inform the coaching staff or officials of any injury, health or welfare issue which it is appropriate for them to know, within established confidentiality boundaries. C. Promote the reputation of the sport and take all possible steps to prevent it from being brought into disrepute. I. Realize their responsibilities as role models and set positive examples for others, particularly children, young persons, and spectators. 2. Personal standards, project an image of health, cleanliness, and appropriate appearance for any activity they are involved in. 3. Relationships, ensure that no action could be regarded as inappropriate, particularly where physical contact with participants is required. Page 9. 4. Relationship, never engage in any form of inappropriate personal or sexual relationship with a participant, and V. Be self-aware and do not allow ego to influence one's actions. D. Protect themselves and others involved in the sport from verbal or physical abuse and threatening or intimidating behavior. I. Never use inappropriate language or gestures. E. Accept that certain information is confidential and maintain the trust implied in its ownership. I. Not to divulge information to third parties. F. Take personal responsibility to ensure that they are suitably insured for their activities. G. Abide by the 1. Individual membership policy. 2. Safeguarding policies and code. 3. Equality and inclusion policy. 4. Anti-doping rules. And V. Membership charter. 10. Reporting procedures and dealing with code breaches. 10.1. Any breach of this code must be reported to England Boxing via the referral form that can be found on the England Boxing website. The form should be sent to the complaints@englandboxing.org email address. The receipt of the form will be acknowledged and the matter referred to the compliance team. 10.2. Details of how a code breach will be dealt with can be found in the disciplinary procedure and/or safeguarding procedure. End of document.